are listening to Breaker.
Hello, everyone. Not sure if you can hear me too well, but hi, this is Echo Hawk. This is obviously not AAUK, as usual. that was Let's Speed Mend It from Sonic and the Secret Rings, as you probably already heard. Hi, guys, everyone who's already been waving at me, like, the whole time. It's been really sweet. I always love it, you know that. Thanks. I appreciate that. The reason for this little interruption and the reason for the creepy music was kind of because, yes, I am taking over, but not for the reasons you'd figure, like, I've, like, plugged AAUK in the closet and he can't come out until he puts the lotion on him or something. As he tries diligently to not support my cause here. But he just needs a little break, and so I'm stepping in for him tonight. But he is still around, he's fine, he's not sick or anything, or broken, or any other, what? He's sick of Sonic, apparently, which is a dreadful, dreadful disease, I must say. It's on the rise, but, yeah. Anyway, so, hi, guys. Again, I am taking over for today, and I will start off by reading off the list. I know that they did that during the Sonic Hour just a little while ago, and God love them, they were just ranting away, and I listened to about most of it, so it was all good. Today we have, starting from the bottom, as per tradition, we have _ Spoondy, the birthday DJ. Happy birthday to you. We have V'ger, who is eating Turbo Tiki stuff. Spinball Wizard, Sonic AD, Shades, I can't read your whole name, SFO4 Listening B, that's all I got. Ringtailed Fox, Rao, 866, Project Phoenix, Miles Prower, Kidaway, Casey Abels, Castables, he just said it a while ago, but I can't say it. Joe Forever, JJ Forever. Or forever, whatever. Jacob Wants to Be C, Hedry Fang, Foxboy Mick, myself, D'Artagnan, Bluebird 95, Rolko, Pop, MK, Blitzcrisp, Biafra, Joshu, Dreadnux, and of course, Chanbot. I know I'm terrible at this, but that's only because I've done this for the first time and chickened out every time before. Woohoo! Yeah, oh, Eva. Really? Lol, Eva. Are you one of his stalkers? Is that how it is? Because right now I think he's already sick of me, because apparently I've already screwed up what he's already created, and by doing the order completely wrong as far as the audio was concerned. So, yep, I've already kind of cocked up, so that's you can take over from there. I've already been disowned. I've let everyone down. So... But in any case, I'll be doing the usual. Unfortunately, there isn't really a whole lot to report on this week as far as news in the Sonic world. I mean, there's a few bits I could cover from SOS, some of which you might have heard, some of which you might not have. Either way, I hope it's nothing too fancy. Well, also, I'll do some questions. I'm not going to do AAUK's questions, as he's obviously busy doing something, quote-unquote. So, I mean, it'll be pretty usual. Nothing too fancy, nothing too crazy. And, of course, because my note-taker, God love him, Blake Draco, wants to watch Top Gear, I'm going to make sure that I finish around the top of the hour. So, if that's cool with you guys, I'm just going to do the usual. I'll take a brief break here. And I'm putting on some Bugsy, because someone had texted AAUK... in saying, oh, I want to have some Bugsy, so we're going to have some Bugsy. We're going to have Bad Guys and Bugsy, and we'll have one other piece, and we'll get right back down to it and pop in on some SOS talk. I'll be right back.
We could have been anything that we wanted to be, but don't it break your heart, lad, that we decided. We could have been anything that we wanted to be, with all the talent we had.
guess, that wasn't even the request, but apparently that's what was in the text, so I'm sorry, if that's not what it was, I apologize, but, moving on. I'm back. We usually say we're back, but I apologize since it's only Echo Hawk today. For those that are joining us or are hearing this at for whatever point, Chao Ri has just entered in, and so we say hello. That last piece was obviously Fight the Night from Sonic and the Black Knight, which I have yet to enjoy playing, unfortunately. But that is not a horrid thing, because... You know, it's. I've heard mixed reviews about Sonic and the Black Knight, both good and bad, so it's how it's good. In any case, on to other things. We're moving on to Sonic, Summer of Sonic, that's right. And I'm sure the guys were chittering on about this before, and chittering, talking, you know. And just generally, you know, last week I do believe there was a little clip-it that was about... an hour long, unfortunately, and we did rules, and everybody was really tired, and if any of you all heard that, we apologize outright. It's not like it was bad, but it kind of just droned on, and you lost an hour of your life that day, but in other ways, it still got what it needed to, but I believe that they did do a re-recording, and just in case you're just lazy enough, or maybe you're multitasking, and you want to go to Summer of Sonic, I do recommend you hear those rules up. If they aren't up, I'm sure they will be here shortly, because, you know, it's one of the things that they need to get done. And, you know, you want to make sure you have a good and safe time, because it's free, it's a great event, it's, you know, lots of people are going to be there. Right now we're confirming a few faces. We've got the two Nelsons coming, if you haven't already heard, which are the fellas who did the Sonic comic, and... That's just great. And we've got several more people we've yet to confirm, but we've, you know, soon gonna hear from them in the next couple of weeks, since it's next month, obviously. But in any case, there's also a couple of threads, I believe, that are open on Sonic Stadium. Now, I don't hang out there a lot. I apologize for that. I'm kind of hanging out on the Ethereal, which is Sonic Rex forum. And right now, it appears there's some sort of... suitcase that's been featured. Now, I have only received so much information about it, but apparently someone must have left it there. And the idea here is that they're thinking they're going to come back to pick it up. So they're going to bring it at Summer Sonic, and they're going to make sure that it gets back to its rightful owner. Now, we're not even sure what's inside of there, but if we've shaken it a few times, and we do believe that there might be, in fact, something inside of it as well. So we might be taking a peek at that also at Summer of Sonic. So, you know, just some random little bits. Another big reason why AAUK is kind of taking a break right now is because he is working excessively late and trying to get a lot of details and things together, and so am I, although he denies it somewhat, but we're all working very hard to make this, you know, a very thoroughly enjoyable event. We're looking at about 1,000 people, probably, throughout the course of the day, so this is going to be a somewhat larger event. We've got a somewhat larger facility to work with. The guys, Sven and, I keep saying it with the D, I apologize, Sven and I think Josh, and also AAUK have all been down there, and they've checked it out, and they've generally, you know, given the okay, and it's just a wonderful facility that they've been making plans about, so. I mean, this event's going to be way bigger than it was before, and I didn't have the chance to appear, but in another way I did, and someone got to win something off of me, which was nifty, and I love that video, and I'm so glad for them. And I hope this year we do something similar, because it's not going to be a cupcake, though, I assure you. That was the secret word that won someone a DS Lite. And God love them for actually reading what people put their effort and, you know, time into. Yeah, I do believe Rory went as well. So, yeah. So, in general, I mean, if you guys ever have any questions about Summer of Sonic, there is the site, I believe. You can Google it, which I just always say that, because I don't have site names right next to me, but I do believe it should be summerofsonic.com, but I'm doubting that somehow. So, if you Google Summer of Sonic, and it should come up as 2009, first link, just click on it, and you should be good to go. They don't have the whole bit up. I believe they just started the registration system very recently, and that's, there might be some gifts involved with that, if I recall, but that might be limited due to the fact, you know, cost and such. We're getting finances from the, Sega a little bit more this time, so there's gonna be a lot more than there was last year, obviously, and it's not such a burden on the guys who are running it, but there's still a lot of details we have to work out. So, all in all, it's just like, if you want to, head over to the site, see what I'm talking about, and, go for a great time. I mean, it's next month, it's the 29th of next month, so, it's all good. That's great. All right. I'm not sure if anybody has any questions, maybe I could answer something, but, if not, real quick there, you know, it's, I know one of the questions I had been asked was, how long was the event, and I wasn't actually sure. I believe it's running from, like, 10 a.m. to sometime in the evening, but, again, I'm saying that as certain individuals have to get in first, and they have to get set up, and there's going to be, you know, game boxes, and TVs, and events, and music, and the whole nine, and it's just going to be loud, it's going to be great, you can meet people, and it's free, which is the best part. I love that, so. But yeah, so. That's all I'll cover, I guess, for right now for Summer of Sonic. If any questions come up later that I actually know something to, I'll try my best to fill in without doing anything too crazy. I've heard a few things, but I can't confirm anything, which is the problem, so. There's a lot of stuff in the works right now, and it's gonna be great, guys, so if you've even thought about it, and it's a little bit of a stretch to try and go, you know, don't do anything hasty, but I do recommend going. So, moving on, obviously, we've got, from Summer of Sonic, we're gonna get some questions done and taken care of. Right now, the first couple, unfortunately, I won't be able to answer AAUK's questions, so it's going to be Q and A-E-H, because it's not got an A in there or something. Or it would be Q and A-A-U-K and E-H minus A-A-U-K or something, which is just lengthening the name in a stupidly long way. But we'll do that after we get another brief music break, since I think I've talked just a little too long. So I'll give you guys a break. And we've got, it looks like, nothing I recognize. Sonic Drive from Sonic X is going to be the first bit here. And it'll probably be about two songs, so maybe about a couple minutes. Nothing too crazy, but, you know, it's just enough. Alright then, well, I will be back then shortly, guys, and just take a break, and we'll get some questions done later. Get your questions for SOS, and if I know anything, I will be happy to divulge in them and help you all as much as I can. Alright, see you in a bit.
Oh, I should
that was Team Chaotix from Sonic Heroes by Gunnar Nelson, and also a listener request for Sonic Drive, the Japanese theme for Sonic X, which was a request, yes. So, I know it was kind of random. I just picked one out of the middle. I kind of knew where to find it. So, it's all good, though. So, at least they were pleased. I actually was going to sing that one for last year's, what was it called? The Rex Factor? But I ended up having a lot of dental work done, so my face was all puffy and I couldn't talk, so... No, I couldn't sing it, and I was gonna sing half of it, because frankly put, if you ever try to sing that song, you'll know why. So anyway, moving on from that little odd note. The questions, Q&A with Just Echo Hawk tonight. So I'll zip through a few of these. Hopefully, actually, I'll zip through all of mine. Then he can do all of his next week and have a little bit extra. That's what he gets for taking time off. No, I'm just kidding. First, starting off, we've got our friend DC, the resident traveler there. And he asks, first off, where do you see AAUK in 5 years' time? Well, in an odd way, I can either see him in management positions within the Sonic community, as far as, like, Sega is concerned, but, or I don't see him at working at Sega anymore. That I'll tell you right now, because it's either going to be one way or another for him, because hopefully in 5 years they'll have recognized, you know, what's going on with him and his passion and so on and so forth, so maybe he'll get a promotion. Yay! So, besides that, I can't say that I know much else about what would happen in 5 years' time, besides a lot of stuff. A couple of Summer of Sonics and who knows what that'll bring him to. Next question was addressed to both, but I'll answer my bit. What do you like most about the Sonic series? I'd probably have to say that it was kind of, when I first started to learn about it, it was different than the Mario series, which I was obviously familiar with, and also the Zelda series, but obviously Mario was kind of the big thing and the big rival and all that stuff, and I just enjoyed it. But I actually stopped playing Sonic for a number of years, and I don't know why. I just didn't have an access to a Genesis or anything else, and up until about 6 years ago I started playing Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, and that's when I got back into the series. So I would have to say Sonic is definitely my favorite thing about the Sonic series, just because of his character, even though I'm still a professed shadow follower, whatever you want to say it. So yeah, it's all good. Next one. Can you come up with a better concept better than Silver the Hedgehog right now? Probably, but it depends, and I don't really want Sega to steal my ideas like I periodically paranoidly think they do, such as Mephiles conveniently having gray spine highlights and looking suspiciously like Shadow. That wasn't cool. But let me put it on you this way, because if they do it, then you can say you saw it here first. Think a lion connected with some sort of the Chaos Emeralds or some shizzle, and he can, like, have super stupidly strong strength. So if they develop a lion character in the next whatever thing they decide to do, you heard it here first, folks. Next question, I have no idea what it is, so I'll move along. What book am I reading? I'm not reading, I'm afraid. How many dormice do you think the average Shire horse can fit in its mouth? Well, considering I came from Kentucky, that's considerable, so I'd say about 10. But that's if the horse actually agreed to it, and I'm obviously not funny enough for these kinds of questions, so it doesn't really help. So I apologize. Moving on to Taliku. I apologize, I can't say names. First question I could probably answer was have you ever heard of Parasite Eve? In which case, no, I can't say that I have, and I wander around on the internet a lot, so... Next up is, to me, will you miss celebrating the 4th of July? Obviously, the American Independence Day. And in a way, I guess I will, but that's like saying, do you miss home? Do you miss anything? It's like, I kind of do and kind of don't, but not in the way you'd figure. It's kind of like, everything's the same in England, but slightly different. So, I've completely confused anybody even remotely paying attention, but it's just more the comforts of what you're used to, but gradually and surely, you know, it's not that much different. You guys have your different celebrations and your different holidays and things like that, so, I mean, it's not that much different. We're still kind of the same gene pool, inadvertently, our paths kind of intertwine that way, so. That's cool like that. I'm bridging the gaps, baby. It's how it works, so. Next question. How will you respond to this question answered in the first Halloween special? You are cornered by a vampire, a werewolf, a zombie, and a ghost. The ghost gun with 3 shots left, which 3 would you shoot? Well, I'd probably go for the ghost, because it's a ghost gun. Probably the vampire, because that's probably the next ghost-like thing, and a zombie, because I'd never shoot a werewolf, because I'd rather turn into a werewolf, so that kind of works for me. And the next one's for Kev, and he's not here. He's munching and eating and hanging out. And now the last one from Talaku is, which would win in a fight, a bear or a bandicoot? And it probably would be the bandicoot, because I believe he has thumbs, if I recall. So, that kind of gives them the upper hand, is that, you know, whole evolutionary process. But yeah, anyway, continuing on, we've got Mario Dude. Ugh. No offense, kiddo, but you're making me very, very wary and nervous and things, and maybe it's just because you're very outspoken about your Mario-ness-ness-ness, but whew, anyway. First question, do you think Mr. L will come back? I have no idea who that is, so no, I have no clue, I'm sorry. Do you know that there's going to be a Super Mario Galaxy 2? Yes, we discussed that in the last show. Have you ever played Super Mario Galaxy? Yes, I played it with my brother as well. Have you played Super Mario Kart Wii? No, I did not have the money and the time to keep spending game money on Mario stuff. Do you have a Wii and a GameCube? We have a GameCube here in the States. I'm good at this game. No, but we have a GameCube here in the flat. Back at home, I had a GameCube and a PlayStation 2 and a Wii and all the whole nine there. But I do have a PSP here, and I didn't have one before, so. But anyway. Next question. Do you think I'm as cool as the King of Mario? I don't know who that is, so sure, you can be as cool as whoever you want to be, buddy. Do you know that I've played all the Mario games? Somehow I would have believed that. So, yeah. Anyway, going on to Dark Gun's questions. Have anyone ever asked a question before? No, and I have a question, something. I'm sure that I've pretty sure I've had half a question asked to me like that before, so. But in any case, they're just playing word games today. From Dems, do you have any tips for people who want to start a podcast or radio show? Well, the first thing is, I wouldn't let your other half critique your first episode, because that was my mistake. And if anybody really, really has been following these shows, they probably remember a strange little skit about Cream the... Or was it Cream the Rabbit? Or something like that? And the knuckle... Or the echidna rides safely on the train or something. And just... It was basically a whole rip because I had just totally tore apart his thing and inadvertently wrote or made a entire audio basically to correct him, and I basically got totally ribbed back for it, and now I'm trying to do this for the first time. So my advice otherwise would probably be bring water, have a bunch of music, and plenty of questions and things to keep you talking, because then they don't know how nervous you are. Second question, do you have any tips on how to run a Sonic forum? Well, you're in luck there, because I actually do know quite a bit about that. In forums in general, you got to kind of pick certain topics, you know, keep it general, leave space. It depends how personal people want to get, et cetera, et cetera. And have good moderators, just generally speaking. If you can kind of keep it and set a proper tone for your forum, you're going to go farther and just generally keep attracting people. And you'll build your own little reputation that way. That's kind of how we did it until... various events occurred. You know, you gotta separate business from pleasure, you know. Sometimes that's just how it is. So, third is, can you say, quote-unquote, hi, Sammy Carfield? Hi, Sammy Carfield? I don't know if that was any good, but I went with it, so. Number four here is, when on earth are we going to see the last part of Chaotic X? It is when I can, when I can start producing tones the way AOUK can and start doing Vector and various other characters, because, frankly, I don't know that he's going to continue it, and I'd love for him to finish it, but right now, especially with SOS, we're kind of bogged down, and it's just kind of rough right now, so... It's how it goes, so that's just fine. Moving along, we've got Darkness the Hedgehog. First question, did you know the person that made the voice of Tails made the voice of, and I say made the voice, did the voice of Shaymin in her flight mode in the movie Pokemon Gratiana and the Sky Warrior? Yes, I know how to say Pokemon names. No, I haven't actually seen the movie Gratiana and the Sky Warrior, so no, I wouldn't actually know that, which is a shame. I didn't know that one was coming out, so that would be something else. Pokemon, go figure, it's on my side list. Another question. Remember when you said Mario music doesn't bug you? Well, what if it was played 24/7 nonstop? Would it be annoying then? Well, you could say that about any music, really. I mean, even if you really, really like it. Admittedly, I think the only music for me that this wouldn't be the case for would be Echo the Dolphin music, only because it's so relaxing and you can't really focus too much on it. So... yeah, we've determined it's like elevator music, but not shitty elevator music, so. Alright, and then the last one there is for Kev, and he's not participating today, so I have to skip over. I apologize. He doesn't want to play today, kids. He's having a day. And of course, the best part is, he was still Hawkeyeing over the first part of the show just to kind of rib me one, so. Anyway... next question. Ooh, this is actually slightly more, real. Golly, this is right on the spot. Have there anybody sorry guys, I can't talk tonight. Have there been any reported cases of swine flu in your area? And the answer is actually yes. They released a bit of a report on the frequency of cases per 1,000 people or something like that. We're not in a very, heavily affected area, no. Which most of the worst bit of it is actually north of the River Thames, which is kind of northern section of London, and more than in the southern part, of course. So it's kind of scary, though, and I hate to say it, but there's actually some members of staff who are falling under a lot of illnesses, so hopefully if you pray or if you have, you know, your notions towards something like that, could you send it out to the guys and everybody affected by this? Because it's a pretty big, scary thing. So, I mean, it's not fun when you get sick and you never know what happens and then you hear these awful, awful stories. And it's, you know, it's not fun at all. So, next question, obviously, is around the time you guys get married, which is in October, are we, Sonic Rexers, going to be able to record a short message of congratulations, best wishes, and good luck? If you guys want to, I don't see why not. If you want to put it on the forum or you want to send it to us in an email, of course you're more than welcome to. Why would we ever, you know, say otherwise? That's quite silly. I'm very touched by you guys. You're very supportive. And of course that's the fun sidebar. I haven't mentioned anything about the wedding probably because as of right now, it's kind of taken a side note due to the fact that SOS is going on. But we are still, yes, me and AAUK are still due to be married in a couple of months here, so pretty soon, but right now it's all SOS, 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 and you can't say that too many more times before starting to lose your mind. So, and last question, no wait, no, I'm skipping a question now. Third question is, do you find it weird when other users ask you questions and you find out random things about each other? considering most of the stuff we actually do know, besides the occasional oddball one, it's kind of nice, you know? It's always nice to find more about people around you and that you spend time around, but you could say that about anyone, so... And finally, to me, was how was my day on Friday with Trippy, which is Lynn, and you probably know her, guys, from... she does the Engelbaum, and she is also kind of the chief caretaker, headmaster, awesome of Nights into Dreams fan sites and things like that. And, yeah, we had a pretty good time. She showed me quite a bit of the town, and got to get some lovely pastries and things like that. And then trains started breaking down, and I couldn't get home till really late, and people got mad at me for that. So, but yeah, otherwise we had a really good time, and I got sore from it. So you know you had a good time when you're sore from it. So, so I'll have to give you guys a break because again I'm just kind of going on, and we've got a few more minutes left until we're done here because. We're trying to, A, keep a schedule, which is, you know, the cover, of course. And, you know, it's just kind of nice to people to give them a break and, you know, all that good fun stuff. Besides, it shouldn't just all be talking. If we all just wanted talking, this would be just a talk show, wouldn't it? So, anyway, we'll be back. First thing up is All Hail Shadow from the Lost and Found soundtrack. Be back shortly, guys.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, and we've got a few minutes to spare and a few questions to answer. And we were just discussing briefly on the IRC chat board about how we kind of inadvertently met thanks to Shadow the Hedgehog, which is like the most awesome thing ever if you think about it. That and broken links and emails and a lot of patience and frustration and crying and emotions and that's too much. That's too sobby, and this has been a rockin' show for the most part, so I do prefer the harder rock, the harder music. Not all the way, like the scary hardcore people who could like headbang themselves into a coma, but enough power behind the music that it's like, yeah, and I leave that. Wrapping up, guys, we've got a few more questions and then we're basically done, so you don't have to worry about it, and I'm not going to run into your precious, Top Gear show thingy, my bobber, time, so don't worry about it, I won't do that to you. How easily annoyed do you get on Xbox Live? Kev, apparently quite easily. But that just depends on who's cheating and who's just being a pain in the ass and who's being the most useless team player. Me, I don't get as annoyed, but I do get very energetic, so I apologize to anybody who is receiving that. To me, second question, are you an American gangster? Well, that's kind of hard to say because I'm in Britain. Oh, there's a rainbow out the window. How lovely. Anyway. No, I wouldn't say I'm an American gangster. I used to be an American troublemaker, but not, like, gangster. That's too hardcore. Next question, have you ever shot a gun? And the answer is actually no. I'm pretty sure Kev hasn't either. So that's just, yeah. I shot it at a person. No, we wouldn't shoot it at people. We're not crazy like that. The only guns we've ever shot were on games. That's probably appropriate, so. But yeah. So, final question for me, which is back to, and I'm not answering this, this is great, this is Jacob's stuff, but he's asking if I would read his fanfic, and I swear to God I need to read everybody's fanfics, because I just need to, so it's kind of like that. But yeah, so in general, it's all good, and I'll get to that as soon as I can, because we're running out of time. But also because I need to do some more awesome things like that. So we'll be editing those, and hopefully AAUK will be back to answer a lot of that stuff. And we've had Jake come and join us, and we've had Hagrid and Fang, which is an awesome screen name, and a couple others. And sorry, guys, I haven't mentioned you yet. But in any case, we're wrapping up here. I'm going to put on some Julian K. Work here in a second. It's a little bit more mellow, but I've really quite grown to like it, and then we'll do end jingle and finish up for today so you guys can watch your shows and do that stuff. And I would continue on, but there's A, nothing more to talk about, and B, my notation fellow would like to watch the show. So with that, I bid you all adieu and a good day and a happy week, and we will see you all again next week. So I've been Echo Hawk, and everybody here has been awesome, so I will see you all next week. Good day.